Where do jobs actually come from? Often conversations about the economy and politics focus on how many jobs were created and who or what created them.
Here in Wisconsin, it's been a particularly hot issue with Governor Walker's promise of creating 250,000 jobs in his first term. New reports out this year show that Wisconsin's economy has been lagging for years. From the year 2000 to 2013, the state had the fastest shrinking middle class in the country, and the Kauffman Index rated it as having the lowest level of entrepreneurship among all states.
It's pretty common to hear that it's the country's small businesses that are the job creators. Two researchers from UW-Madison set out to discover if that's the case here in Wisconsin. Stephen Deller joins us now. He's a professor of applied economics at UW-Madison. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So I know it's more complicated than this, and we'll get into that a little. But first, how big a role do smaller businesses and newer startup businesses play in creating jobs here in the state?
Actually, when you look at total new job creation, small businesses, and particularly young businesses, account for the vast majority of jobs. And when you look at actually net job growth, where you look at new jobs being created and then take away jobs that are being lost, the most current year that we have data, 2012, it's all startups.
And that's very significant for public policy. You write in this new report that it used to be job creation was supporting the big businesses. Have policymakers changed the way they approach job creation, thinking more about the smaller businesses?
No, and that's partially what's somewhat frustrating, is because we get a lot of attention on the role of small businesses and Main Street businesses and the entrepreneur and the importance of the entrepreneur. But when you look at the policies tend to be aimed at older, established businesses that tend to be a little bit larger.
Now, I promised we'd complicate this a little bit. There are small businesses and there are small businesses. You write that a small business might be, I'm a CPA, I might have a part-time secretary, or I'm opening a salon and I have two employees, or a carpenter shop, three or four employees, no desire to grow beyond that. So are there particular kinds of small businesses that are really the sweet spot in new job creation?
Well, that's difficult to say. It also, I mean, how do you define a small business? Mm-hmm. If you go to the Small Business Administration, which is the federal agency that really kind of helps administer a lot of federal programs, a small business is anything that has less than 500 employees. To me, that's not a small business. Mm-hmm. To me, a small business is someone who has less than 10 employees, less than 5 employees. Those are really kind of the businesses that make up the vast majority of businesses that we have in Wisconsin, are those really less than 10, less than 5 employees. The problem is that not all small businesses want to grow.
Right.
You have what is referred to in the academic literature as Julian entrepreneurs. What these are people that say, you know, I want to be my own boss. I love what I do, and I want to make a business out of it. And I will, I will grow to maybe 3, maybe 4 employees. I won't get much bigger than that because I want to focus on making the product that I do or providing the service that I do. If I get much bigger than that, I end up spending more time running the business and not actually doing it. So a lot of businesses are these Julian businesses. Now, what's important is that those kind of businesses are a vital part of our economy because it's a lot of those businesses that are starting up that are actually creating new jobs in Wisconsin. Those kind of businesses also provide great opportunities for folks. It's really kind of a lot of people go into business and they want to make enough money that they can pay their rent and that they can, you know, maybe take the family on a vacation. But they're really driven by something that is more important than pure profits.
Talking to Steve Deller from UW-Madison about small businesses and business startups in Wisconsin and the role they play in job creation. Now, one thing that was new to me in this report, Steve, was the age of the business. Almost all the new job creation, the additional jobs, seem to happen in that first year in the brand new businesses.
That's right. That's really the thing that kind of surprised me. I thought that you would find kind of a mixture of net job creation coming from a mixture of smaller, medium-sized businesses, maybe some established businesses. But for Wisconsin, all of the job growth, new net job growth, is coming from business startups. And what is kind of alarming to me is that when you look at Wisconsin compared to the other 49 states, we're one of the lowest in the country. which, excuse me, begs the question, what are we doing in Wisconsin that is, what could we be doing better?
I want to get into that question in just a moment, but one other issue about timing here, excuse me. Most businesses, about half of businesses don't survive after 5 years. I think it's 80% make it through year one, about 50% 5 years. That's pretty consistent, it seems like, around the Midwest, around the country from your charts. So if we're creating these new jobs, should we be that excited about it, given there's a chance that that new business is going to be gone?
Well, that's partially a dynamic of a functioning economy, is that people try new ideas, it doesn't quite work out, and they shut it down. Now, the question is, do they learn from that? There are various studies that have been around that it takes maybe 3-4 tries before an entrepreneur or small business owner actually hits it. Now, what it's telling us is that not only do we need to worry about helping folks that are thinking of starting a business get up and running, but to help nurture them for the first 3 or 4 or 5 years. Some small business advisors suggest that if you're not turning a profit or, you know, able to, you know, make it cash flow at the end of year 3, you should think about shutting it down. Others say 5 years. But it's going to vary on, you know, how much cash do you have on hand.
You mentioned support now for these new entrepreneurs to help them make it through year 5 and beyond. And the appendix to this new report we're talking about is really a step-by-step. I think a lot of economic development agents in towns around the state would be interested in this. Can you talk about some of the key things a community can do to support entrepreneurs in those first years?
The first thing is to be encouraging of folks trying new ideas and trying something different. We talk about it in terms of, is the community entrepreneurial? Is the community willing to try new ideas and learn from their mistakes? That's, as an economist, I'm really kind of talking about the culture
of
the community.
It
is a cultural issue. And as an economist, I've get really nervous talking about stuff like that. But that's really important, because if you have a community that kind of, you know, looks down on failure is not acceptable, that kind of a community is not conducive to small business startups, because there will be failures and they'll be looked upon as bad. Some communities are much more progressive, and I don't mean in a political sense, but I mean in a kind of an entrepreneurial sense. Some of the specific things that communities can do is to provide networking. One of the biggest things is small business owners learn from each other. You could have a university professor, a county extension educator, or someone come in and, you know, do a 2-hour workshop on how to use Quicken Books to do your accounting on. But and that's helpful, and that's part of the puzzle. But what really helps small businesses is the ability to network and learn from each other. That's something that communities can do. They can provide those kind of networking opportunities, professional development. Oftentimes, it's pulling these business people together, providing some technical training, but providing opportunity for them to kind of network and learn from each other and connect and get new contracts.
And you talk about tapping into resources in a community. So if the question is, how do we get loans, say, for our small business, bring the loan officer from the local bank in and talk to these new entrepreneurs.
Exactly. The local business bankers, small loan officers, are extremely important, because oftentimes someone who's thinking of starting their own business, what they'll do is they'll kind of, you know, hide away in their house or their home, and they'll come up with what they think is a good idea, and their first entree into the business world is talking to a banker. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of bankers will look at it and go, no. End of conversation. You hear a lot of folks say that, you know, it's all the banker's fault. Well, you know, the banker's got to, you know, look out for the betterment of the financial situation of the bank. But what the bank can do is say, look, this doesn't look like a good idea right now, but here's a business card for the local business administration office. Here's a business card for the local development council. Here's a business card for the county extension educator. Here's a business card for the Chamber of Commerce. Go talk to these folks and then come back to me. It's that type of networking that can be extremely important.
Are you starting to see in communities in the state of people embracing this kind of mindset that they're entrepreneurs, or they're a community that works with and supports entrepreneurial thinking?
Yes, more communities are starting to embrace this. The uphill battle is that a lot of folks, a lot of our elected officials, think that economic development is recruitment. An economic development professional will be working with a lot of small businesses trying to provide these types of opportunities, and then they'll be asked how many times you go to Chicago, quote, knocking on doors. And as we've talked before, that's really kind of a waste of time. So the idea is, one is to get the elected officials on board that this is a viable strategy. The second thing is that you're spreading 100 seeds. Maybe 50 of those seeds will take, and maybe half of those will actually grow to maturity. That's really difficult to kind of think about.
We'll leave it there for now. Steve, always good to talk to you. That was Stephen Deller, professor of applied economics at UW-Madison. We've been talking about his new report on job creation and small businesses here in Wisconsin.